In those days, they had no refrigerators. So let's say you cooked something and you wanted to try to put it someplace where it won't spoil. So a good place would be a cool, dry pit. Can I do it on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, yeah. Nice thing you can place, tavshel, a cooked dish, letach habar, into a pit, b'shvil, shihei, shamar. So it's going to be guarded over there, it's not going to spoil. Now, why would the Mishnah even have to tell me this? We know a little bit of the Lamates Malachis. I mean, what Malacha could he possibly be over by putting it into a dry pit? And the answer is, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, we're not concerned he's going to smooth out bumpy places in the pit in order to be able to put the dish on level ground. Because if you take a hot plate of chilent and you put it on a bumpy place, so you may keep it from spoiling, but it's not going to help if it spills over the bottom. So you're going to want to level the ground underneath it. And maybe you're going to forget that it's Shabbos, you're going to level the ground on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, we are not concerned for that. Vayitra zakta Mishnah. Vesamayim hayafim, you can take water that's good and geshmak to drink. You can take a bottle of such water, birayim, and put it into a pool of water that's not so geshmak. Why would I want to do that? And the answer is a shulshi yitzanu, in order to cool it off. I have a mikveh. The mikveh has water in it that I wouldn't drink, but it's cold. Zakta Mishnah, it's okay to take your clean geshmak of drinking water, vesamayim hayafim, and place it birayim in the water that's not so geshmak, or you wouldn't drink, shulshi yitzanu, in order to cool it off. And that's not really the chiddush. The chiddush is the next case. The Mishnah goes on to say, Yatsatzayin, you could take cold water, bachama, and put it in the sun. Some read not bachama in the sun, but bachamin, in hot water. If indeed the Mishnah is saying you have to put it into hot water, so you have to know how to put it into hot water. It could only be a klisheni. It can't be the original pot of hot water that was cooked on the fire. You have to know what the halach is. But either way, the Mishnah tells us there is some way to do this. Yatsatzayin, bachama, you can take the cold water, put it into the sun. Or you can take the cold water and put it into hot water in the right way, b'shvil sheyachamlo, so it should warm up. Atanura says, I would have thought maybe that's usher because, you know, once he's looking for different ways, once I give him the green light to try to warm up the water, what if he's going to bury it in hot ashes? That would be usher on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says we're not chayshish for that. Incidentally, are you allowed to cook in the sun? I know I can't cook on fire, but can I cook in the sun? So here's the halacha. It's okay to cook directly in the sun, but you cannot cook on a telada of the chama. In other words, let's say you take a pan and it gets really heated up from the sun, and you crack an egg and put it inside. That you can't do. That's a gzeira, because Chazal were scared you're going to confuse that with a pan that was heated up with the fire. But if you're cooking directly in the sun, then the din is, it's mutter. Okay, zakta Mishnah weiter. Misha nashru kelav. His clothes fell off baderech as he was walking b'mayim into the water. Zakta Mishnah, mahalach ben. You can continue walking with them. He doesn't have to take off the wet clothing. V'yein achayshish, don't worry. What should he be worried about? What should he be concerned for? Well, the Batanura says, maybe he should be concerned. People are going to look at him and say, oh, he just washed his clothes on Shabbos. Some say, we don't have to worry, it'll come to wring out the water. When he arrives to the outer courtyard, in other words, he comes to the first place where he can take off his garments and leave them there, no one's going to steal them. So at that time, he can spread them out out in the sun in order to dry them. But not in front of the people. We're scared if you see someone put out clothing to dry, they're going to think he washed it on Shabbos. But if no one is looking, our Mishnah says it's okay. However, that's just the opinion of our Mishnah. That's not the halacha, says the Batanura. The halacha is, halacha biyadeinu, anything that Chazal asked, neimarisa ayin, anything that Chazal said, don't do it because it gives the wrong impression. So it doesn't make a difference whether people are looking or not. Afila b'chadrei chadarim asr, even in your innermost chambers, it's asr. That being the case, you can't spread it out in the sun, even when it's not in front of people.